Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call here this morning. It is Monday, December 17th, 2018. Welcome to our final national training call of 2018. We are really excited to be welcoming this morning Mr. Mark Riches, our founder and CEO, also Mr. Josh Riches, one of our top producers and top executives for the year of 2018 as we wrap up this incredible year. I want to welcome all of our agents who are calling in from coast to coast this morning. Certainly want to welcome all of our new agents who are calling in. We've had a great month in, as far as our expansion, our nationwide expansion. That means a lot of new agents, and we certainly want to welcome you. This is Mike Riches hosting the call from the Dallas, Texas area, and just excited to have you on the call this morning. We want to cover some announcements. We want to cover some incentives. We certainly want to provide some training for you this morning. So buckle in. This is going to be a powerful and a packed call with a lot of information. I hope that you're in a place where you can actively listen and hopefully jot down some notes. I do want to, again, just remind you that this is our final live call for the year. Next Monday is going to be Christmas Eve. We will not have a call that day. And the following Monday is New Year's Day. Now, what we're going to do on that, we're going to record a call, and we will put that out via the HRMC Agents Facebook group. So if you're not part of that group, just search HRMC Agents, and we'll add you to that group. But we'll send a link out to that live training that we're going to record. Well, it won't be a live training. It'll be a recorded training for on that New Year's Eve, so 2 weeks from today. This is a very important time for prospecting, and I just want to make sure that you understand that. You know, sometimes we get to the end of the year and people say, well, I'll just hit it real hard, you know, come January, and they end up taking, you know, the last couple of weeks of the year off. I was in a training this past Friday. I had the privilege of training here in the Dallas, Texas area with several Legal Shield top trainers and top producers, Rachel Lawton and Doris Frencha and Abby Parker and myself, all trained, and it was a lot of fun. I want to thank all of our HRMC agents who plugged into that event. It was great seeing so many of you there. That was a lot of fun having you there. I think you walked away thinking the same thing I did. That was a pretty cool event to be a part of. One of the things that was echoed time and time again by these trainers, and certainly I echo it as well, is that the last couple of weeks of the year, the last couple of weeks of December, are a fantastic prospecting time. So I want you to think about, you know, what do you have set up for the last couple of weeks here? And there are many of you that have a lot of enrollments. We got a ton of enrollments going on this week. We've got, you know, decision-maker meetings that are happening. But I'm just telling you, I would ask you, you know, what do you have set up for the last couple of weeks of this year? And I hope that regardless of how many enrollments or you either do or do not have or how many decision-makers that you're scheduled right now to meet with or not scheduled to meet. You know, I don't know what your plate looks like for the last couple of weeks, but I'll tell you this. I hope that you find a lot of time for prospecting. I hope that you're calling businesses and visiting businesses and following up with businesses over these last couple of weeks. This is a crucial time. You know, you'll find that some employees are taking time off, but most decision makers are going to be in the office almost all of this week. In fact, all of this week. They might take Monday and Tuesday off next week, but then they'll be there the rest of next week as well. And so I just encourage you to really spend some time prospecting, spend some time calling companies, make sure you've got your leads ready this morning. I hope that's not something that we have to talk about a whole lot, but it's worth mentioning. If you don't have a list of 100 places that you can call this morning, I hope most of those are warm market, but if not, you know, supplement that with some cold market leads, and and turn those into some warm leads. We'll be doing some more training on that, obviously, as we get into 2019. We've done a lot of training on prospecting and you know, using the connections that you have to build some more market leads. But I'm telling you, get your list ready this morning and start calling through it, because you're going to find a lot of business owners, a lot of HR people are in the office, and yet most people are not calling. So they're not as busy as they typically are. That's what makes these last couple of weeks such a great prospecting time. So I hope you're ready for that. We had a B2B webinar last week, and we had a lot of folks on there. I appreciate each of you that joined that. We had some folks going through that for the first time, so they were getting their certification. We also had several folks who were retaking that or auditing that webinar, which is always welcome. We always enjoy enjoy our agents auditing and re-listening to that webinar, or re-watching, I should say, that webinar multiple times. One of the things that we talked about were some of the incentives that Legal Shield has announced for production. And it just kind of got me thinking, you know, I looked at the list of incentives after that webinar on, I guess I say Wednesday, it was Thursday that we had the webinar. After the webinar on Thursday, I looked at the incentives that Legal Shield has rolled out that they've got that are active incentives right now. And I thought, you know, I don't know that we're spending enough time talking about these incentives on this Monday morning call. You know what? It can be a little overwhelming because there are a lot of active incentives. But I'm telling you, Legal Shield, at the beginning of 2018, and I'm sure that Mark Riches will talk about this, but one of the things that they did is they said, we want to put a lot more bonus dollars on the table. Well, those bonus dollars do you a lot of good if you can grab some of them. And sometimes that just takes being a little bit intentional. So I would invite you to look at the 2018 Business Solutions Incentives. I'm not going to go through every line of this, but you could look through the Business Solutions Incentives for 2018 and just take a look at where you're at right now. Frankly, there are some fantastic incentives at some lower production levels. So even folks that are starting in the month of November or December can hit some of these incentives with opening, you know, one group or a couple of groups. The first incentive is the group open, the new groups opened incentive. That does start with five groups, and if you opened your fifth group this month, that would earn you $500 extra, and then it just goes up from there. But look at where you're at for the year. There are some of you that might be sitting right now at 13 or 14 groups opened for 2018. And just by getting to 15, you'll earn an extra bonus of $1,250. If you're at 23 or 24 groups, just getting to 25 would earn you an extra bonus of $2,750. So you can look at the sheet and get all the numbers. I'm not going to go line by line, but same thing with production. You know, the level one on that's 25 sales. And it's not a huge bonus. It's $125, but someone could get started in the month of December, go open a group, write 25 sales, make an extra $125. Some of you, though, are sitting where you can easily get to another one of these levels. You know, you might be at 220 or 230 sales. Well, just getting to 250 would get you an $1,100 bonus. And the marketing dollars at that level are $700 marketing dollars, which I don't know if you've seen the new site there for marketing dollars. I'll tell you what it is in just a second. The new site for using your marketing dollars is thelegalshieldstore.com, thelegalshieldstore.com. And you can click on the link that says use marketing dollars. I don't know if you've seen this recently, but they've when they went to a new provider, they have so many things that you can now get with your marketing dollars that they've never had before. You can get polo shirts, sweaters. I mean, there's clothes, there's great materials. All of that you can get with those marketing dollars. And again, if you look at those business solutions incentives, you're talking $700, $800, $900 marketing dollars as a part of those levels as well. So just, you know, look at where you're at. This is a great time to really look at where you're at on that spectrum. You've got some business that's being closed. You know, I'm sure many of you have business that's going to go through, you know, for January 1st effective date. You want to kind of have a pulse on how much is going to be there. But some of you may find that you're just a few sales away from another level, and you could put $1,000 or $2,000 plus some marketing dollars on the table there in your account just by reaching for those next levels. And I love that Legal Shield has done that. We were talking about, you know, starting out the year, and the bonuses are amplified in that first quarter and second quarter and third quarter of the year. But like in 2018, and I think that these will be similar for 2019, if someone went out and opened a big group and wrote 2,000 sales, their bonus, not the commissions, the bonus would be over $34,000 if they did that in the first quarter. So, you know, that it's exciting. There's a lot of money out on the table right now. In addition, jot this site down. If you're not going to this site on a regular basis, it's one that you should be checking out, lsengage.com. lsengage.com. You'll use your Legal Shield username and password to get into lsengage.com. Right on the front page of LS Engage, they've got a link for December incentives, and you can download the list of current incentives that are going on right now. Some of them are things like the Ring program and these business solutions incentives, that are kind of ongoing incentives. But some that you ought to be aware of, you know, right now, the Cabo San Lucas incentive, that's the Fun in the Sun. All of that is about Performance Club. How many Performance Club points can you get here in the month of December? That started back in October, runs through February. The Executive Director Gala is going to be in Dallas at the international convention that Legal Shield is putting on at the end of March. How do you qualify for that? You got to qualify for Executive Director 3 out of the 4 months from November through February. So just kind of look at that. If you qualify in December, regardless of whether you qualified in November or not, you're still in the running for that gala. And it's a wonderful event. It's one of my favorite events, if not my favorite, that Legal Shield puts on. By the way, for those who qualify all 4 months, there'll be a special gift for you in Dallas. I'm excited for that. You know, one that we haven't talked about on this call for a while, and it's absolutely something that everybody ought to be focused on, is the ED for Life. You know, that's a fantastic promotion. If you've never hit Executive Director for 3 consecutive months, when you do that, they'll pay you a $5,000 bonus. And then they'll continue to pay you a bonus every month that you hit it through the next year. So you end up making a $15,000 bonus over 12 months, and I mean, that's just money that's on the table for you there. That's just for hitting Executive Director. That's separate from the Platinum for Life. So there's a whole Platinum for Life bonus on right now too. But just the Executive Director, if you've never hit Executive Director for 3 consecutive months, and that's the majority of people on this call, that probably applies to you, where you've never hit it for 3 consecutive months, you've got thousands of dollars out there just sitting there waiting for you for building an Executive Director organization. And, you know, again, if you're building a team, if you've recruited some others to work with you, you can count some of those sales as well. But frankly, just going out and opening 2 or 3 small to medium-sized groups a month and writing 50 sales a month, 50 counters a month, get you to Executive Director. And if that's not front and center on your goal sheet, it ought to be. Make sure that you're taking advantage of all of these promotions. There's more than we can even take time to talk about, but I'm just excited. I'm excited for all the money that Legal Shield has decided to put on the table, and I hope that you're focused on that. I hope that you're focused on a big prospecting week this week, and I'm excited to take the call to normally in Tennessee, but he's actually out in Salt Lake City, Utah right now. One of our executive directors and top trainers and top producers in, is Mr. Josh Riches, and we're so excited for his leadership. Many of the improvements that you've seen in the HRMC back office have been a result of Josh's hard work this year. We are so grateful for him and, again, for his leadership. Josh, thank you for joining the call this morning. We are looking forward to your training. We'll turn the call over to you.
Awesome. I appreciate it, Mike. And it's always a pleasure being able to be on the calls the calls during the week. It's an exciting time. I love what you were saying about Dallas and being able to set your goals and know what you need to do to accomplish, you know, like the ED Gala and the promotions out there with Cabo, San Lucas, and a lot of those promotions. And I love that because I'm one of those people that I have that up on my wall. I broke down exactly, you know, what do I need to do to be able to qualify? And so I love hearing about those incentives because I think that's a driver definitely for me, and it definitely should be for you guys. These trips are really incredible and very doable. That if you really break it down, now if you're the type of person that's like, well, I hope I get it, and you just kind of wish it, you know, if wishes were fishes, we'd all have a fry, you know, that saying. But this business is all about, you know, you and being able to set your goals and be able to know what you're going to accomplish and really work towards them. So I think those are exciting, and being able to just write down your goals, and if you have a goal to be able to make it to the ED Gala or be able to go to the trip to Cabo, you know, being able to break those down and make it achievable for you. And so I just love that. And so let me go ahead and jump into the training that I have prepared. I first kind of wanted to give you an update on some things that I had talked about last time. I had done a training on the personal custom websites. And for those of you that aren't familiar, when you become a Harvard Advantage member in the HRMC back or the Harvard Benefits back office, you become a Harvard Advantage member. That's a membership. You get a lot of access to a number of benefits in our back office. And last time I had talked about our personal custom website. Now, you get your first three websites are free with your Harvard Advantage membership. And if you're new, you're probably wondering, well, what is this personal custom website? It's a personalized custom website for companies that you can actually send to companies, and they can enroll right there on the website, and the apps are sent to you electronically. And so the first three that you create are all free, and then there's $25 for each enrollment website that you create after that. And I just wanted to kind of give you an update because I had talked a little bit and I had some success. I've seen memberships come through that website, but this last month was actually just really exciting. I had 19 memberships. I had to go in and count. I thought it was around 20. 19 memberships in the month of November that came through just one of my custom websites. And so 19 memberships. And the nice thing is I linked that up also to a Legal Shield enrollment website, which you're able to do in your back office under the settings. And this is getting into a little bit more detail. But under these custom websites, so you'll have this custom website, which is seeyourbenefits.com. Slash, and then you'll have an extension that you'll be able to create. But under that, you have, so under settings, if you go under membership websites, you're able to see the number of custom websites that you have down there. And I have quite a few of them because I create them for every company that I have. But you're under the custom websites, you'll have your company site. You can view the site, and you can also do an enrollment link where you can actually forward it out to a Legal Shield enrollment, which means when they sign up, it actually goes straight to Legal Shield, and it will process immediately. And that can be done for both a payroll deduction company as well as a bank draft, someone who's paying with a credit, debit, or bank account information. And you can create those for your groups that are – and these are for existing groups. Now, this isn't for – You want to open up a group, so you want to go get your enrollment website and everything. This is more for groups that are already created with Legal Shield that you've sent in the authorization form. It's been created, and Legal Shield will go ahead and create an enrollment website personalized for that company. So it's not going to go to anywhere else. It's specifically for that company. But it last month was a great month, 19 memberships just in one enrollment website. It was great to see that come in. Last month was their, and this is a company up in Michigan for me. It's a trucking company, and so it's not always the easiest to be able to travel up there. And so this enrollment website also plays an important part in being able to stay in touch for those that also want to enroll throughout the year, especially this time of year. It gets really cold up there. But being able to have individuals be able to enroll in the membership throughout the year. And so this month in that same company, we've had 4 memberships already. It's still kind of that open enrollment season for them. But I just want to make sure that you're aware that these websites are designed to help you. It's a tool to be able to help you have access to those employees. A trucking company, I use that as an example because when I did go out there, when I've flown out there quite a few times to do presentations in front of the employees. It's a trucking company, so how many employees are actually there? Not a lot of them. You know, with over 250 drivers, I was only able to get in front of maybe 50, 60 of them when I was there because they're all out on the road constantly, and they don't have, you know, a set time where – but the HR director is always there. And every year she does meet with them. And so having this enrollment website, it also plays a great video. She actually, during the time that she sits down, she actually just opens it up, hits play, and lets them watch that video. And when they say, hey, this sounds great, she just clicks apply now and walks them through the process and gets them signed up. And it's all done online. So it's real quick, user-friendly. One thing I did want to also point out with the new custom websites is, and this is a kind of a sneak peek of one of the updates that we're doing. I love updates because I think it shows that we're being proactive in looking at saying, okay, how can we make this better? And that's one thing I love about this team and about everything that we do is almost every conversation is like, how can we make it better? How can we take it, you know, make this even better for the associates and for the agents out there using these tools and using these resources, how can we make it better, more user-friendly, better visually? And so this is just a sneak peek. If you actually want to visit, you can go to seeyourbenefits.com. So that's SEEYOUR benefits with an S. So seeyourbenefits.com/demo. And if you go to that, that will give you a sneak peek on the new custom website and what they're going to look like. And so right now we have the old websites are great. They're very nice, but these have been Mark and Mike and a lot of the team have been putting input in there on how to make it better and how to just really streamline it. And so this is a little demo that you can actually go look at. It's not active or anything like that, but you can go look at the different enrollment tabs. And so it has like different tabs like enroll now, plan details, member stories, and then they're able to contact you and have your contact information. And all of our websites are actually going to be switched over to this format as of January 1st. But you can go ahead and go look at that demo. It's really incredible. It has the Legal Shield product overview video right there on the front page. And the Enroll Now buttons, I know with Legal Shield is a little bit harder to find, but the Enroll Now button, it did have a signing up, but I like how this demo page just makes it very right there, right in front of you, Enroll Now. And it has it, you know, a few times so that they're able to know, okay, if I want this, I can enroll now here, here, here. And I can click that, and it goes to you and all 3 of those links. You know, this is designed specifically for you and your company. And so seeyourbenefits.com/demo. And so you can definitely check that out. And I'm excited about it. I love having the tools and the resources available that we put out. And I do want to say one thing, because I feel like having been in this business, you know, for quite a while and seeing the different tools and different resources that we have available, a lot of people will say, you know, well, I have to use this, I have to use this, I have to use this. And I want you to understand, this is a tool. You know, if I was laying down carpet, you know, I probably wouldn't be using a sandblaster, you know. And if I was, you know, hanging a door, I probably don't need necessarily a screwdriver. I'd probably use a hammer to hammer down the pegs. You know, it's just, this is another tool, and I want to make sure you understand that in a toolbox, when you go to work and you're using the tools in your tool bag, there's tools for specific things, right? And this is a tool, and so I want to make sure that you guys understand that it's a tool. It's not the only tool in the bag. We have a lot of people, but it's an incredible tool. It's a tool that I really like and I've had success with, and so I want to make sure that you know that you have a lot of tools out there, and that one thing, you know, isn't the only deciding factor, I guess, in your business. That you are the deciding factor, and you can make anything work. And that this is an incredible resource for you, and this tool should be used by you, and it shouldn't be something that is like, well, I need something that just does it for me. You're the one that's going to use it. And so if you just go get an enrollment website and you don't get that in front of anyone, it's going to be about the same as if you never signed up for it in the first place. Because if your enrollment website in front of anyone, it's not going to benefit you any. And so you got to make sure that if you are getting these enrollment websites, if you're using the tools, the CMS, the contact management system, and I'll touch on that in just a minute. If you have these tools, use them. You know, you got to make sure that when you sign up for it and use, like, definitely go get them, because they're going to help you a lot in your business, especially with the companies that you have. They work really well at getting in front of the people and being able to have that forwarded out to have that in front of the employees there. And so I want to make sure that you understand that it's another tool. And so that being said, the contact management system, I mentioned that real quick. That's part of your Harvard Advantage membership, is to be able to access the contact management system. And so what that is that the contact management system is a database to be able to upload your business leads. And then also membership leads, if you have those for your group, you can move them to qualified leads. And this shows your pipeline. So when you first log into the contact management system, and so when you log in, at the top bar, you'll see CMS. That's your contact management system. Not to be confused with AMS, which is the agent management system, but that's more recruiting. The contact management system is more for businesses, companies, and keeping track of those. But you're able to put in a business lead. So say you went out and looked at companies, you were on Reference USA or Manta, or you just Googled them, and you have these companies, you can start putting their contact information in there. You can keep a detailed report of your activity with them. When did you call them? Did you leave a message? As you get a hold of them and you call them and you qualify them, which is making sure, you know, they have enough employees, are the employee benefits handled locally, are you able to get in front of the employees, right? And is it already a group with Legal Shield? But once you qualify them, you're able to move them through the pipeline. And you want to make sure that you're building up that pipeline. And so building up from business leads to qualified leads, initial contacts, so you've made that initial contact, you set up a decision-maker meeting, and then they become an active group. And you're able to just see that process. And some may sit in a while. It may take a while to get that initial contact or to be able to set up that first decision-maker meeting. But the nice thing is they're able to stay there, and you're able to go back, and you can actually go in there and set a task manager where you can actually say, well, I need to follow up with this person on this date. And on that date, you can go to your task manager. On the left-hand side, it'll have task manager, and you can actually go see, okay, what do I need to do today? Who do I need to contact? And that just keeps it track, keeps it organized for you. I remember first getting started, when I was first introduced to the CMS, I was like, wow, this is incredible. And I didn't realize how good we had it until I was out at an event one time. I was at a briefing, and I was talking with a gentleman who was also in group, and he opened up his laptop. He's like, I'm just contacting a company real quick. And he was using an Excel document, but it was so disarray, where he was trying to keep things organized. He really was. He didn't have any system that he was using, but he was just trying to keep things organized in an Excel document, but it looked very confusing. And he was just like, yeah, just it's hard to sometimes keep track because I got to – there. It wasn't like information just popped up. When I opened up Excel, it didn't tell me, hey, contact these companies. And it's not hard when you have your first 5, 10, 15, but as you start, you know, looking at more companies and you get a big pipeline going, you know, a few hundred companies that you're reaching out to, touching base with, moving up through the pipeline, that's the beauty of this contact management system, that it's not just an Excel document, that it actually is able to help you move your business along. And so, so being able to use the contact management system, again, this is a tool. This is to help you build your business and keep it successful, keep that pipeline full. And again, I want to say the contact management system is an incredible system and incredible to use, but if you're not uploading companies, if you're not, you know, updating it, marking information and the activity log using it, it's going to be as if you didn't have it. It's not going to be beneficial to you. It's just like the enrollment websites. If that's not in front of employees, no one's going to sign up. No one's going to sneak into your house and steal a membership application. You have to get it out in front of people. And the contact management system helps you keep things organized and keeps things organized to be able to stay in front of those companies and know who you need to stay in contact. And it's been very beneficial. I highly encourage you, if you haven't already, definitely get in there. Take a look at it. Upload your contacts into there. Get them going through the pipeline. And I love it because the pipeline also helps you keep in mind what is the end goal. And I think when I first got started, sometimes it can get a little confusing. You know, you're just like, well, I'm getting all these qualified leads. Well, really, you want active groups. You want to open up a group and you want to sell memberships in group, right? And so being able to know, keeping the end in mind, keeping the end goal in mind, and that it's not just, you know, signing membership and done, but you're actually working with a group and building a relationship. And that's actually one thing I wanted to touch on as part of the training. So being able to use these tools, use the CMS, but I want you to understand having an end goal in mind. And I want to touch on this for a little bit, that when you're working with your companies, when you're working with individuals, decision makers in companies, you should always be keeping the end goal in mind. So when you're sitting with a decision maker and you're going over the presentation and they're excited, your goal is to set up that group to sign up memberships. And you always got to remember that's how it should be, and that's how you should also be talking with the decision maker, that you're always looking at the end goal. You know, and especially when I contact groups, I'm always, you know, if I can, you know, I'll set up, hey, when's a great time to come in and meet with your employees? We're coming in talking about a benefit. You know, that's what I want to do. That's where I'm wanting to head, and I want to make sure that they, you know, understand that. But also, you got to make sure that you're reading the situation, right? You got to make sure that you're reading who you're talking to. You know, if it's a person that loves facts, loves information, you got to relate to them on that level. And so but being able to understand and always keep the end goal in mind, that your goal is to sign up memberships, and your goal is to build a relationship, because like the company up in Michigan that I have, it's a great source of continued revenue, that because I continue that relationship, because in December I'm going to send her a nice Christmas gift, and the HR director that I've been working with. And it's just, you got to make sure that you're keeping the relationship, and then you want to keep the end goal in mind in building the relationships and building out those relationships with companies. And that being said, it is the holidays. Christmas is coming up. It's right around the corner. And I want to make sure that you also understand that being able to reinvest in into your business is a great asset for you. I'm going to speak first to those that are just getting started. You may not have a lot. You may have some companies that you've spoke with, you know, you reach out to, you're starting to build that initial relationship, or that you already have a relationship with and you're continuing to build that. And I want you to think around Christmas time, around the holidays, with those that you have a special relationship with, what's one thing that you do for them? I think you buy them a gift. And why is that important? Because it shows that you care. And I'm not saying that you need to go out and buy an expensive gift, you know, buy a fruit basket for every single person. You can if you'd like, but for a new person, even a small card, a handwritten note that says, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to do business with you. I wish you a happy holidays and look forward to speaking with you at the start of the new year, or whatever it may be. But a handwritten note to that person, it does wonders. And that small thing is an investment in your business. And so, especially around the holidays, it's a great time to be able to do that. And you can go get a small pack of, you know, holiday cards or something like that to just write, you know, happy holidays. And then, you know, tell them how much you appreciate working with them. And being in that small investment, you know, that dollar that you just spent sending into that company, now you just put them at the forefront, especially after the New Year's, when they get back into the work, they start getting back, they still have your card, you know? And so being able to reinvest in your company. Now, if you can do something a little bit nicer, you know, that always goes a little bit further. You know, send a little box of chocolates or whatever it may be to just let them know that you care, that you're thinking about them, that you're not just in it just to get that sale and then leave. But it's about building that relationship. And as they feel that, and as individuals feel that they are building that relationship with you, they're more willing, and they will go out of their way. I can attest to this, that they will go out of their way to help you. But if they feel that they have a relationship with you and that you've strived to build that and you want to keep that friendship alive, that when you ask, you know, hey, is there any way that we – I know that you don't normally have safety meetings, but is it any way that we can pull one together for this year? I'd love to be able to just make sure we get in front of everyone instead of just the two or three that we happen to get in front of each time. Absolutely. Here's what we can do for that. And then they will literally bend over backwards to make sure that they can help you out. And that may take – certain individuals may take a little bit more time building that relationship, you know, building that trust. But I can tell you it is definitely worth it. And some people are a little bit more trusting and you know, can build that relationship a lot quicker. Others may take more time. But as you're striving, you want to make sure, like I said, you want to keep the end goal in mind. You want to make sure that you know what you're doing, that everything that you do is to help build your business. As far as that investment and reinvesting in your business, take a little bit. It doesn't have to be a lot. A handwritten note goes a long ways. And so, especially around the holidays, is always a great time because why? It puts them at the forefront of your mind. You want to make sure that you're staying at the forefront. Like the enrollment websites, why that's so important and why that's been such a success is because it stays in front of people. And that's the end goal. You want to make sure that you're in front of people. Why do certain companies, why does McDonald's sell more burgers than Wendy's? It's definitely not because they have a better burger. I love the Wendy's burger. But why does McDonald's sell more burgers? Because they're in front of more people. They have more outlets. I mean, we have several McDonald's in our small town in Cookeville, and only one or two Wendy's. And it's just, they have more outlets, they have more presence, and you got to make sure that you're also building that presence. And the custom website, that builds your presence if you get it in front of the employees, right? Like, if you just create it and you're sitting on it and you're like, I got this incredible website, it's not going to do you a whole lot of good. You got to get that in front of people. The same way is with, you know, something small for the holidays, being able to just reach out and say, hey, I was just thinking of you, or a nice email even goes a long way. A handwritten note does wonders, though. I will tell you that. It's always a good feeling to get, and everyone loves receiving a holiday mail. And so, maybe not everyone, but you get the point that you want to stay at the forefront of their mind. And so the goal in being able to give a gift or being able to drop off something around the holidays or a handwritten note that you send them, thanking them, to being able to work with you and looking forward to this new year to continue to build that relationship, it just keeps you at the forefront of their mind. And the longer that you're at the forefront of their mind, the stronger that relationship is going to build, that trust is going to build. And the same way with the members. You know, being able to stay at the forefront, making sure that they know how to use their membership, it's all about a relationship business. And so I just hope you understand, and keeping the end goal in mind, it also builds your renewals. It builds that lasting income and not just that one-time income. If I had just looked at a lot of the companies that I work with and said, I'm just in it for that one sale, and then I stopped reaching out to them, I stopped touching base with them, I can tell you I would not be seeing the success that I saw, over this last year. But it took a while to build those relationships. It took a while to build up, but it was definitely worth it. And building those relationships and being able to build that trust, to say, when I rolled out the See Your Benefit site with a couple of the companies, they were excited. They say, hey, we trust you. We know that, you're making it easier for us. And I was able to walk them through that, and they got excited about it. And it's because you're building that trust and building that relationship. And so I do want to share a quick story, because I had an experience actually when I was in Utah, when I was living out here last year. I was doing some field training, and I took out this husband and wife, and they were excited about getting into the group arena. And so we went out, we were contacting companies, and then they sat down with me and said, okay, well, here's what we need to do. We need to be able to open up a group before the end of this week. And if we can't do that, then we can't do this business. And so I sat down with them, and I said, okay, well, why the end of this week? And I was a little confused, because I was like, do you understand how group works? Not that you can't go get in front of a company this week. There are companies out there that will say, hey, come in right now. We need you. Come in. Let's go ahead and set that appointment up this next week, this next Monday. I've done those. Where I've walked in, they said, come in the next day, walked in the next day, did the decision maker meeting, set the enrollment up that next week. I've done those types of meetings. And those do happen, and the smaller companies that allow you to get right back in real quick are great little sources of revenue that you can pick up real quick. But I want to make sure that you understand that some companies are going to take a little bit longer. There are those companies out there, and go find them, because you can go open companies, before the end of the year. There can be someone that will let you in, right after Christmas, or to come meet with the employees and come in and meet with them, or even the beginning of the year, and you can go prospect and get in front of those companies. But there are going to be other ones that are going to take a little bit more time. And remember, this is a relationship building business. That the same way that you build trust when you're selling the membership is the same way that you build trust in talking with the decision maker and talking with the owners and talking with the individuals who run the business, because you want that continued relationship. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer to be able to get in front of the employees. But you always want to keep the end goal in mind, that the companies you contact, a lot of people contact once, they're not interested, they don't contact them again. Unfortunately, because there are some goldmine companies, I can't tell you how many companies I've run into when I was living in the Bay Area in Nashville that I contact, and they said I was contacted once by a Legal Shield associate or this individual who talked about Legal Shield or ID Shield, and we love the product, and they never followed up. And how many times that happens, I can tell you, I've heard that many, many times with companies. It shocks me every time because I'm like, why wouldn't someone follow up? Especially this person, they're super interested or at least stay in contact. And they said they haven't heard from them in like 2 years. They came, did an incredible presentation. They said, let's just look it over. And they said, we're ready to roll this out. And so how many times that happens because individuals don't follow up because they're not in about building that relationship. They're just looking and they say, okay, well, we weren't able to set the enrollment right there. Well, guess what? If you would have just followed up that next week or that next month, or, you know, sometimes they do take a little bit more time, but if you had just followed up that next time, you would have had that enrollment. And I don't want any associates, any agents listening on the call, I don't want you to miss out on those opportunities of people that are interested, but that we didn't give the follow-up. We didn't reach out and follow up with them, and so we didn't know. Follow up, follow up, follow up. And that's the key to success. And I know there's those statistics out there that the average sale is done on like the seventh or eighth follow-up. Don't be that person that contacts once and never follows up. And that's the beauty about the contact management system. It's able to keep it streamlined so you can see where the companies are. The task manager helps you stay on top of it so that you know when to follow up. When they tell you a week, you say, absolutely. Does morning or afternoon work better for you? You know, when they need to follow up, when they set that enrollment, you can also put that in there. Your task manager, the CMS is designed to help you be more successful. A couple other things I want to point out that I've used that have been a great success for me is the templates. We have email templates. So when you log into the contact management system, it does have templates. Use those emails. They're professionally done. Those are the emails that we use, that I use, that I see success from. We're not going to put in things in here necessarily that haven't been tested. I love what Jim Tanner said on a previous call or previous training. He said, you know, we test these out. We make sure that they work, and then we roll that out for you. Like when we rolled out the surveys and things like that, the See Your Benefits websites, enrollment websites, these have been tested. They work. We want to make sure that you understand that these work and you can use these. The templates are emails and templates to be able to use to know how to reach out to. What do I say? This is the wording. And you can change it to make it more you if you need to, but those are professionally done, so you have that template. You know how it should sound, how professional it should look. You know, I don't want you to go into a template and change, you know, all the U's to YA or anything like that to make it more slangy, but these are professionally done but you can, you know, add your signature at the bottom, make it you. And the scripts are also a great resource. Reports is another great thing that you can pull a report on your companies. You can see all the states where they are, or all the companies that are in qualified lead status, or that you've initially contacted, all the decision-maker meetings. So you can just pull those up and just start calling through them. And so this site is designed to make sure that you know how to use that. It's a tool in your tool bag. There's a quote that I wanted to share, and this is by Albert Einstein. He said, "The definition of genius is taking the complex and making it simple." And how often is that true in our business, that we can take something that's simple and we can make it very complicated? And so this business is very simple. It's not easy. It's not an easy business. If it was easy, everyone could do it. Everyone would do it if it was easy. But it's simple. And being able to get started in business and be able to know the pipeline and how to move companies through. And guess what? Once you are able to see that, you say, okay, well, now really what it comes down to is how many companies can I move through the pipeline to get to active group? The more active groups I get, the more memberships I sell. The more memberships I sell, the more money I make. The more money I make, the more my dreams are able to come true. The more my why becomes a reality. And so This is designed to help you see that visually and be able to accomplish that and be able to move the companies through there. Now, and being able to keep it simple. There's a lot of information out there, and I know some individuals will be like, if a person's like, "Hey, I'm interested," they'll say, "Okay, well, here's everything I know," and it's like a water faucet, and they just spew out everything that they know. Well, the person's going to be almost drowning with how much knowledge they just took in, and remember, water in and of itself isn't bad, but too much of it can kill you. And so, just making sure that we give that in dosage and that you're a student of the business, that you keep it simple and keep the process simple. You don't need to complicate it. It's very simple. And this system helps keep that simple. One thing I did want to say is that, luck and hard work often look very similar. As I've done this business, the more I've done this business, what I found is people say, "Oh, that's so lucky that you ran into this business." Whereas in my mind, I'm like, about time I ran into that business. And so I want to make sure that you understand that luck and hard work often look very similar. And the more hard work that you put in, a lot of people don't see that, but they do see the success that you have. And that it's the more hard work that you have is the more luck that you're going to see, and the more luck that other people are going to see in you, and they're going to be like, "Man, that guy's lucky." No, it's because you work hard. And in this business, as you work hard, that's one thing I love about this business is you're going to be rewarded. And that as you use these tools, as you use the seeyourbenefits.com websites, enrollment websites, as you use the tools that you have available to you, you can be successful. And that as you work hard. Now, if you just go through the training and then you sit there and you're like, "Oh, okay, this is it," and you don't do anything, there was two birds on a wire. One decided to fly away. How many were still there? Well, two. He decided to fly away, but he didn't do it. Deciding something and actually doing it are two different things. And so I want to make sure that you not only decide today, but go ahead and do it. Start making those calls. Not only decide to pull up a list, decide to go look up companies, decide to say, "I'm going to do this," but go do it. Make the call, pick up the phone. And that some days that phone's going to feel like it's 300 pounds, and you're just lifting that up. But as you push through that, make sure you understand your why and understand that as you put in that hard work, that the success will come. As you put in the work, I've done that. I've seen it's amazing being able to be on these calls because I've used to listen to some of these great trainers, and I used to listen and take notes. I still do it. It's amazing to be able to say I followed what they said and I had the success that they had, and I want to make sure that you guys also understand that you can have the same success that I've had in this business and keeping it simple, following the steps, following the business plan, using the tools that you have available to you. And then get to work. And that hard work, you'll see that success that follows through. And so I'm excited. I can't wait to see every one of you guys in Dallas, the upcoming convention in Dallas. And with that, I'll go ahead and turn it back over to you, Mike.
Well, fantastic training, Josh. Thank you so, so much for your preparation. What great tips. I love luck and hard work look very much alike, and I could not agree more. The harder you work, the luckier you tend to get, and just great stuff all around, Josh. We really appreciate you preparing that and delivering it in such an excellent way. Let's you're gonna get the Riches trio here, folks, this morning. We appreciate Josh Riches. We're gonna go out to Mr. Mark Riches, our founder and CEO, Legal Shield's newest $700,000 ring earner. And Mark, we're certainly excited to be closing out 2018 in such a big way. Would love to get your thoughts and hear from you as we close out such a fantastic year.
Absolutely. Well, it's been a great call so far. I really appreciate you reviewing all of those incentives from Legal Shield and a lot of money on the table. As you were going through that, I just thought of the millions of dollars sitting there that they've laid out on the table and said, "Hey, come and please partake of this and take a you know, take advantage of these bonuses and incentives. And many people are. I mean, LegalShield's paying out over $500,000 a day in commissions, and this will be their biggest payout of commissions. December 2018 will be their biggest month of the year. So there's a lot of money available. I hope everyone's taking advantage of it. And great job to Josh Riches. Just a really good recap of what we should be doing right now. I'm glad that you talked about those custom websites and the power of them. I'm really excited about that new design that'll be launched here in the next few days. And then he reminded all of us to build relationships, and it's a season of gifting. It's a great time to be out in front of your groups. I remember Scott Brooks years ago did a little video. It was just a short little video, but he had these bottles of apple cider that he was taking out to his groups, and he had like 20 of them, and they were labeled with a little label on them. They weren't to his groups, but they were to his group prospects, and that's what Josh talked about. He was preparing the market for the next year, and that's what we need to be doing right now, is obviously closing up the year strong. We've got 2 weeks left. I know we've got a lot of enrollments going on this week, but we also need to be really focused on prospecting more right now and hopefully locking groups down on those 2017 rates so that we can have a big January as well. December is always a big month in group marketing. In closing the call, I just want to congratulate everyone on a great year. I was looking over some of our stats for the year. Let me just share a couple numbers with you. 9,000 new agents joined Harvard Risk Management in 2018. So far, we're not done yet. That brought our total to 39,000, about 500. So maybe by the end of the year we'll hit that 40,000 mark. That'll be exciting. I remember just a few years ago we were really excited to hit 10,000 agents. Now you might say, boy, that's a lot of agents. That is a lot of agents, but remember it doesn't cost anything to join, and most people don't do much. In fact, about 8,500 of those, of the 9,000, 8,500 of them started the training, but only 4,400 of them completed the training. So you can see a pretty quick filter right there on who's serious and who's not. You can beat 60% of the people in this business just by finishing that five-hour training. You're in the top 40% just by doing that. I mean, it's a five-and-a-half-hour training. That's the new agent training. And you'll be in the top 10% if you do the B2B certification training. So, I mean, you can move to the top in a day or two. I mean, literally, you can be in the top 10% of our business as far as producers. You're not writing anything yet, but you're just getting through the training. I mean, getting the information. It just shows how people, really how lazy some people are. They don't even finish the training. That the world is full of starters. A finisher is a rare breed. I mean, I know the people on this call are finishers. They're people that are serious about their business. But I want you to know, I mean, there's a lot of room in this business. Even though we added 9,000 agents, most of them didn't do anything didn't even finish the new agent training. But some did, and I commend those that did. We updated this year, 2018, we updated our new agent training. We made it shorter. LegalShield's continuing to develop and improve and change. We have to keep those trainings updated, and I just really am impressed with what we have right now. We're bringing a lot of folks through that. We also updated Mike Riches. Want to recognize him. Spent a lot of time updating all the B2B certification training. 2018, we had a record number of our agents move through the B2B certification training. So congratulations to all those that are certified now. And now it's time to take action with that certification. I don't know if you know this, but if you that certification on your wall doesn't make any money unless you go out there and apply the things that Josh spoke about today and go out and get in front of new companies and do schedule enrollments. We also this year added one of the highlights, I think, was we added the small business certification. Mr. Scott Brooks, one of our $250,000 income earners, worked really hard, put 31 videos together, and we've had a lot. Well, I can say we had a record because we didn't have the certification last year, but we've had a lot of folks move through that training. We're selling more small business plans as a company right now, as an organization, than ever before in our history. And that's 24 years. It's a long history. And so congratulations to each of you that have got small business certified and taken serious that product and got it out in the market. And, again, a special thanks to Scott Brooks for putting the training together. We also this year added a public safety training or certification, which focuses on marketing the plans to police and sheriffs and fire departments and other public safety markets. Through that certification, you have access to safetysource.com, which is a national database of police and sheriffs and fire departments, like 80,000 they're not really companies, but agency contact information, like the number of police officers at a police department, the chief, the address, the websites, all that. Our total producers are up 17%. So obviously you have a big recruiting year like we've had. We've got more people in the field writing business, 17% up over 2017. And we're not done. Those are just as of today. We got 2 weeks left. And we got a lot of people that are joining right now today. We had a lot of people join over the weekend. Those are all going to count. We had a record number of Performance Club qualifiers. That number went up every month for the 12 months. So, you know, we just are passing last month's numbers now. And, of course, Legal Shield did some adjustments with that, creating the Performance Club and the Performance Club Pro, one focused on 90 points a month, and you still get bonus checks and all of that. And then the 180, which was the old Performance Club, is now called PC Pro. And we've got a lot of our agents, Mike, focused on PC Pro and hitting that 180 and way beyond that. I haven't looked at it this morning, but I'll pull it up here. It'll take a minute to load, but I'll have it in a minute. How many, or what's the top Performance Club numbers? Those are really going to go up this next 2 weeks as all that January 1st business processes. We have a record number of agents registered for the next event. We just had a big event in Cookeville. It was wonderful, you know, less than 10 days ago, spending all that time with everyone and learning about recruiting and our new recruiting system. But I'll tell you what, you know, we've got a record number of agents registered for Dallas right now, and I'm excited about that because, you know, we're going to have some big, exciting announcements made in Dallas. You do not want to miss that. If you've not got your tickets yet, make sure you do. Rebecca Baker from California leading the pack so far this month with 1,807 Performance Club points. Josh Riches, we just heard from, almost 700 Performance Club points. And again, those numbers are going to go way up. We got a ton of people at 500, 400, 300. So, you know, 180, and we're in the middle of the month. This is the 17th, so we've got 2 weeks left. I know we've got the holidays coming up, but I predict we'll be in the 3 to 4, someone will be 3 and some will be 4,000 points by the end of the month. Why am I saying that? Well, if someone can do, like Rebecca Baker can do 1,800 by the 17th, then all of us can do 180 by the end of the year. So I challenge you to be part of that PC Pro program this year and separate yourself from all those that make excuses and don't hit for the top. Well, last thing I want to mention, I mean, in the fourth quarter we made a big shift with our recruiting, pulling it out of Harvard and created the GY3 Success team. Lots of great resources there that we continue to grow and continue to develop, but we kind of went from green on our recruiting to purple. And, with any type of change, we learn a lot, and we've learned a lot in this transition. I can tell you this, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about getting a more duplicatable system. Mr. Tanner's been working super hard behind the scenes to get everything organized on that and to get some new webinars and new tools available to us, and just, again, appreciate everyone's effort. We have some big and exciting plans for 2019 as well. One thing I just review in my notes here, I wanted to mention a lot of new ring earners this year. Mike Rich's new $200,000 ring earner. Adam and Alicia Thompson, a new $200,000 ring earner. Jim and Danielle Tanner, new platinums and also a new ring level for them. So again, lots of new $50,000, a couple new $100,000 ring earners. 2018's been a great year. I can just tell you this in summary. I'm more excited right now than I've ever been. I've been in this business for 24 years now. It's been unbelievable. I've been blessed to earn well over $12 million. I'll tell you what, I am more excited about 2019 and what we're going to be rolling out and the new tools and new things that Legal Shield's rolling out. I've been privy to all those calls, and they have sworn us to secrecy. All I can say is this, be sure that you're in Dallas. Get your entire team in Dallas. If you don't have a team, get a team. Embrace that new recruiting system and get a team put together. You need a team in order to maximize this effort. We're going to be opening up new countries in 2018. It's going to be an epic year, and I'm so excited to go into the year with each of you. Merry Christmas to each of you. God bless you. We appreciate you so much being a part of our HRMC team. And with that, Mike, I'll turn the call back to you.
Fantastic, Mark. Thank you very, very much for your closing thoughts. And what a great way to finish out our call anyway for the year 2018. And again, I just want to encourage you, don't let our conference call schedule be the same as your prospecting schedule. Our live conference call schedule ends today. We still have almost an entire half a month left, and make sure that your prospecting schedule doesn't end today. You've got two big weeks. I'm not saying you need to be prospecting at 8 o'clock on Christmas morning. I don't think you'll get a whole lot of decision makers in the office on Christmas Day, but I am telling you that this entire week, certainly Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week, you're going to have a lot of decision makers sitting there, their phones not ringing off the hook, and because you're on it, because you're dedicated and committed, you're going to be getting through to them. And that's the same for those of you out prospecting in person as well. Again, we will not have a call next Monday on the 24th. Merry Christmas to each of you. Happy holidays to you. The following week, we'll be sending out a recording. And I'm very excited to be sharing some exciting announcements and developments as we launch into 2019. Just because we're not going to have a live call, let me just put a couple things on your calendar. We will have another B2B certification webinar, 9 a.m. Central Time on the 3rd. That's you can find the information on the events page for that. That's going to be that first week of January. And then we will have a B2B roundtable call at 9 a.m., the same number that you dialed here, on the 4th. We do that the first Friday of every month. So just be ready for those. We'd love to have you plugged into each of those events. With that, again, a very Merry Christmas to each of you. Happy holidays to each of you. And happy hunting, happy prospecting, and happy closing the business that you're going to be closing here as we finish out the month of December, the year 2018, and literally launch into 2019. We are so excited for what awaits us as we get into this next year and as we close out this year. Again, God bless each one of you. Thank you again to Mr. Josh Riches and Mr. Mark Riches for sharing this morning, and we'll talk to you soon.